Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Very pleasant good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone. How you doing? It's October 3rd, 2019. OneRadioNetwork.com. Good morning. It's kind of a froggy day here. I think we're going to get a little bit cooler weather in here fairly soon. I don't know how much, but we'll see. We've had a very, very nice summer, really. Been quite hot in the end of July and August, 100 degrees most days. But you know, for Texas, if you only get one month or 6 weeks of that, it's pretty good. So hasn't been as hot here this summer. Hope it's cooling off where you are and you're looking forward to a nice little fall. We're gonna do takes a long time to get young and open phones tomorrow, as we do on Fridays. Takes a long time to get young. The name of my upcoming book and open phones. We do them all together every Friday, and that'll be tomorrow. Our phone number, if you care to join us tomorrow or today, is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. And the email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. This morning, Barbara Frank, and you've had quite a few people have been trying her products, and I have, and got some really cool stuff for parasites, and a very interesting lady, and over the last month or so, you've said, well, get her back on, we have questions. So if you have a question for her, even if you've been thinking about getting her products, we don't really have a financial interest in Barbara's products. She does send us free stuff and little gifts, you know, for in exchange. She likes to exchange things. And I said, that's fine. And that's, you know, don't worry about it, is what I pretty much said. And she just keeps sending me stuff. So, Barbara, I'm having enough stuff here. I could probably just have a big family and, you know, take care of the parasites with all your little care packages you sent. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great.
Well, you sound great. You sound great. Barbara Frank, tell folks who didn't hear the first show of some of your background of how you began with this folk medicine, I guess, is what you really, and with Christ teachings, very Christian-based, right?
Yes. My family practiced folk medicine. People came to our house to get healed. My mother made creams and lotions and herbs for people. And my grandmother, my grandfather, they all treated people. They were called herb masters. And so people would come to get healed, and they would bring like a bushel of sweet potatoes or a baby goat or a cow or something to pay for their treatment.
No kidding.
Sometimes they paid with money, but most often they did not.
Yeah.
And my mom would, you know, look at them, and she was very intuitive. And she would give them a treatment, a protocol, and then they would go and get well.
So talk about a few things. So how old were you when this was going? Is this your whole life? You saw this go on?
This is my whole life since I was very young. I can't remember
really
them not treating people.
That's just what they did, huh?
So I was around it. It's like you just kind of absorb it.
Yeah, sure, yeah. And
I was interested.
Yeah. What kind of things do you remember? Now, your mom is not with us any longer. Is she gone?
Of course, my mother is alive and well and still driving. She's 94.
94, sorry. I don't know why I assumed it. Most moms are gone.
She likes to go shopping.
That's funny, really. 94.
Yes.
And doing well, huh? Doing well.
Yes.
Huh. Well, yes. That's a testament to her folk medicine things, huh?
Yes, she uses the rose cream and all the products as well. She doesn't have to make them anymore. I do.
Was she using the rose cream? Is one of your real fun, basic ones where, and you can tell folks what it is and how it works, but is that one of the main ones that mom used to back then?
It's the main thing, because in Alabama where I grew up, there were mosquitoes that caused encephalitis. So we were required to put the rose cream on every day before we went to school or before after your bath, because she didn't want us to get bitten by those deadly mosquitoes.
Oh.
And it really protected us from mosquitoes. So yeah. That was a basic product, yes.
Yeah. And at the time, did you all know and experience the people that she worked with, just getting rid of the parasites like we know this thing does, the rose cream?
People were getting, yes, of course, that's how they got well, from every disease condition.
So you believe in your experiences that these bugs we call parasites are at the bottom of it all? I mean, that's like the mother load of one of the reasons why we get sick?
It's the reason why we get sick. It's the reason why we grow old. It's the reason why you lose your hair. It's the reason why your skin isn't perfect. It's the reason for your big stomach. Hmm. So, yes, every disease responds, goes away when you kill the parasites.
You've seen that. You've seen it with working with people over the years.
I've seen it for 40 years, yes.
Yeah, the people just, wow. And I guess it must, you told us that you had some of our listeners that have experienced them very, very quickly. So,
yes.
Yeah, and so what's the difference? Would it be just everyone's so different? And talk a little bit about that.
I've gotten letters from your listeners who say they've tried everything under the sun and that this is the only thing that helped them. So basically, it's just a simple protocol of using the herbal lotion once a month all over the body. It massively kills trillions of parasites in one application. And then the rose cream gently coaxes them out. At the same time, both products give you nourishment through your skin. You are getting some tiny bit of bad nourishment from the parasites because your body is living on their fecal matter.
Mm-hmm.
So when you kill them, you want to replace that bad nourishment with good things, like the rose cream gives you vitamins and minerals through your skin and phytonutrients and all kinds of sugars that you need,
mm-hmm.
that go into your body. They go into your bloodstream and they nourish you while you're killing the parasites.
I know this is a proprietary kind of family secret formula, but you have a lot of essential oils in the rose cream?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And when you apply the essential oils to your body, you're also getting the benefit of the sunlight that the plant absorbed.
Ah.
So you're also putting like light into your body.
Oh. And boy, that's everything, right? Light?
Yes. Yeah. It's very, very important.
Yeah, that's everything. Wow. My goodness. Well, I have to tell you, I've been using... When were you on? Do you remember the date?
August 6th.
Oh, so you do. Wow, 2 months. 2 months.
Yes.
And then I got your products maybe a week after that. So let's say maybe I've been using them for, just 6-7 weeks, say. Well, and I have to tell you, the rose cream on my face, it's really amazing. A lot of these little wrinkles I've had forever, lines and stuff around my eyes are slowly going away. It's almost like they're leaving in layers.
That's because the parasites live in your body. They make layer upon layer, like laying train tracks on top of each other. But every wrinkle is caused by parasites, so they will go away.
You really believe that? Every wrinkle is caused by parasites?
Yes, you'll see.
You'll see? Okay. I'm going to keep doing it. I don't really have a lot of wrinkles. But yeah, and it's, folks, you have to, it's pretty crazy. I mean, all of a sudden you'd be doing this rose cream 2-4 days, and then all of a sudden this stuff just starts coming out, right, Barbara? Like, at first they were little white pimples that you could scrape and you could tell they
Demodex
were
mites.
Those are Demodex mites, the white.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So you
don't have to feed them anymore.
No, I don't have to feed them, so yeah. Maybe I'll even gain some weight with all these guys. Do you think they eat a lot of food, a lot of nutrients?
They take the best of your nutrients from your blood before you even get nourished. So, yes, I've had people who couldn't gain weight who killed their parasites and then they gain weight.
So these guys are actually floating around in the bloodstream, these parasites?
They're in your body from head to toe.
Head to toe.
What you can call a modern day vampire. They eat everyone alive.
Night of the Living Dead. So your contention is, and I think she's right, folks. I don't know. I'm just being silly. But I really do. That Barbara, really, you can say it, but you believe that this is just why people age, pretty much. And this is after you either eat them or they eat you. And then, you know, you see who wins and depends on how long you stick around here. You believe that, right?
Yes. It's either you or them. So, I mean, I'm 70 and nobody believes it. Mm-hmm. And it's because I've been doing this all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, that's proof that you don't have to age.
You just don't have to. Well, we're going to go video in a few days, so folks are going to see how I'm doing. Yeah. You know, I never believed in aging much my whole life, so I've always done pretty well in that department. But I'm going to be 73 revolutions next month around the sun, so... We're about the same. Revolutions around the sun?
Yes.
And we kind of believe that the more revolutions, the more energy you get, and just the better you get. You know, that's my theory.
I think that's true if you kill the parasites. Otherwise, they zap your energy. Each year, you have less and less energy. And by the time they kill you, you're so tired and have no energy, you just don't even care.
You just don't care.
You're so tired.
Yeah, the lotion, and most people are tired. I mean, I think it's a, don't you think it's a really phenomenon around the world? I mean, most
people. Yes, I mean, people complaining, I'm so tired all the time. And when they get on this protocol, they get their energy back. So, because they don't have all these things taking their nutrients out of their blood.
Uh-huh. So do we know for sure that's true? I mean, how do you know that these guys go for the good stuff? It's just... Something you've just learned over the years?
It's scientific. It's all online.
You can find
it. You can go online. I mean, if you look at the Discovery Channel, has made hundreds of videos called Monsters Inside Me.
Yes, yeah.
The National Geographic has made videos about the Body Snatchers. And then the BBC made a very almost close to what the National Geographic made, similar video about Body Snatchers. So it's all online. It's not just me saying it. If anyone wants to,
you can find
confirm it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Who?
Yes.
It was interesting. There's a fellow that we've gotten friends with. His name is Dr. Tom Lewis, and he's a PhD, and he's out of MIT, right? And one of his big projects is the eyes. And he worked with a fellow by the name of Trempe, Dr. Trempe, that he was really quite enamored with, and who's a mentor. And Dr. Trempe talked years ago about Demodex in the eyes and around the eyes. and Dr. Lewis just got back from a conference, and they were showing these parasites on a video coming out of the eyelids and the eyelashes and out of the eye, and how some of these different lights were killing them.
Mm.
Yeah. This is at this main conference. I mean, you know, these guys are talking about parasites in the eyes. I mean, whew.
But they're all over them, not just in the eyes.
They're everywhere, huh?
Yes.
Is the Demodex kind of the by the way, the doctor that showed this video is Harvey Fishman, PhD, MD. I'll maybe try to track him down and see if we can get him on the show. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, I was just saying that the Demodex mites are what cause baldness. So, but they'll be all over you. They'll be more concentrated in the head.
Oh, I see. Someone sent me a picture, maybe it was you, of the Demodex mites. Woo! If you see them up close, they look like, you know, like Jurassic Park or something.
Yes. There's one on my website, anyone wants to see it.
And what's your website?
BarbaraFrank222.com.
BarbaraFrank222.com. And folks, you look at these little Demodex, these guys, and they're little species, right? They've got all kinds. They've got eyes and ears and whatever. I mean, they're just little monsters.
And they eat.
They're little monsters. and so I've been putting, well, I got a lot to talk about here. I've been putting your lotion on my head every day. every day, okay. Sometimes twice a day. And sometimes I'll be scratching my head, and all this dried kind of weird stuff is coming out of
those are Demodex mites.
Oh, those are mites coming out of my head?
Yeah, they're also called lard worms, so they look like oil almost. But if you look at it under a microscope, you'll see the, you know, tiny dead little things clumped together.
Great. These look more like white scale, almost like...
Demodex mites are white.
Oh, they're white. They're white.
Yes. Wow. Or beige.
Mm-hmm. So I had some gray hair early in my life. Does the Demodex have anything to do with grain of the hair? Maybe my natural colors will come more back? More?
They supposedly take away the copper that keeps your hair the normal color that it should be.
That may be true, because I've looked at it, of course, over the years to try to say, you know, gray hair and copper is a big player in people losing the natural color. That's interesting. And so you say that the story is, of the science, that the mites eat the copper?
They take away the minerals that you need to keep your hair the right color,
You know, I have a little goatee, as you know, and you can see in the picture, and it may be my imagination, but I can, and even in my head too, I can see more natural. It's getting more natural, even after 2 months. So something's going on.
Good.
It could just be my imagination, though. Just my... Remember that, the Temptation song, Just My Imagination?
Yes, I remember it.
Barbara Frank is with us. If you'd like to ask a question, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. It is 888-663-6386. 888-663-6386. Stay right there, Barbara, and we're going to do... a couple little things that promote a few products. That's how we make a living around here. Yeah, we do. We just kind of promote products that we really love and use, and it works out nicely, because over the years there were quite a few radio stations that I got in trouble with because I didn't want to do commercials for this or that. I remember big station in New Orleans, WWL Radio, 50,000 watt station in the 70s I was working, and they had this sponsor, Bunny Bread, which is, I can remember the commercial, I was thinking something like, that's what I said, Bunny Bread, or something, and it was just like the worst of worst bread. It was like, it made Wonder Bread look like the Essene bread. I mean, it was pretty bad. And so they wanted me to do this commercial before and after this music, that's what I said, Bunny Bread, and I didn't want to do it, you know. I was in stuff, this was in the 70s, but you know, when you first start getting into this natural stuff, you get a little snarky and a little dogmatic and a little, you know, absolute, and of course, if I had to do it, I would just do it and keep your job, but anyway, so I didn't want to do it, and they fired me. The point is that when you goodbye. The point is that when you just promote things that you really like, and you just kind of talk about them, and it works, and we're really pleased, and then people have good experiences with it, and you know, everybody's happy, and it's just totally fun. This is our new really cool thing that we're playing with a couple months, about the same time as Barbara's products, and boy, listen to it. Previously, with Dr. Mark Circus, we were talking about the show with Dr. Thomas Cowan, who is mentioning sun and water equals energy.
One guy from MIT is a chemist, Dr. Daniel Nassera. Mm-hmm. Now, he agrees, and he basically says that he has these experiments. Sunlight turns water into energy. So his formula is sun plus water equals fuel.
Fuel.
Fuel. And then we go, what is fuel? What is the fuel of life? What's the fuel of the universe? Hydrogen. What's the fuel that's going to save the human race if we last long enough to be around? It's hydrogen. Hydrogen is, you know, necessary for life, for us, plants, rockets, planes. Well, not planes yet. Well, yes, flying cars, trains, and buses. They all exist already using hydrogen and cars.
And as you may know, what comes out of the tailpipe of these hydrogen vehicles is water. Hydrogen turns the body's dried up little morsels into water, hydrates them. You can get the AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com, created by George Wiseman. Incredibly safe, lifetime warranty, 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty. If you don't like it, up to a year. Use promo code OneRadio, promo code OneRadio in our store, the Hydrogen AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com with a lifetime warranty and then the 1 year deal. If you don't like it, I mean, it's just a no-brainer. I think if you have it in your budget, it's a great investment and you'll be able to use it forever. And it's Brown's gas and you breathe it. You can do it when you're reading or watching a film, or I do it exercising, doing my rebounding yoga, you know, lifting some weights now. And I just got a long 25-foot cannula and it's pretty cool. It's very easy to use, very quiet and very safe. And so it's worth looking into. You can just Google molecular hydrogen and see what's going on around the world with it. And I'm talking in Western medicine, conventional medicine too, not just in us alternative folks. Previously, we were talking with Dr. Ruolin Xu, and I had a question about our pearlcium. Pearlcium is not just calcium, right? It's calcium and minerals and proteins?
Yes. So the pearlcium, the pearl, inside the pearl, there's so, of course, big part of it is calcium, but more importantly, this pearl contains all kinds of trace minerals, potassium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, and also all kinds of trace minerals, proteins, amino acids, polysaccharides. So it is. It actually have a very balanced matrix of nutrients for the calcium metabolism. And in fact, they have research discovered that the pearl, the mechanism, you know, the DNA that in charge of making the pearl is very similar to the human DNA that in charge of calcium metabolism.
Yes, getting really good calcium in just the right spot in the bones, that's where we need it, is a challenge, but this is a great product and it does that. And that's just one of the many benefits. Brush your teeth with it. It's the most amazing thing for teeth you've ever seen. They will look pearly white. Pearlcium, click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Broadcasting live, weekday mornings, this is listener-supported One Radio Network. Know the source.
The source.
OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, we're talking with Barbara Frank, and you can talk to her if you like. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So the two main products, I guess, would be the rose cream and the body lotion, right? Those are plus the Paracleanse, right? The internal powder. The three.
Yes.
Three, right? Yeah. Let's talk about the lotion a little bit. It's very nice smelling. It almost feels like is there some soap in there?
No.
No?
There's no soap in any of the products.
Oh, really? It just kind of feels like it's like
coconut surfactant.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Coconut surfactant, but it's not soap.
Coconut surfactant. Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know coconuts had surfactants.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, do they? Yeah. And why once a month all over your body and not more often?
Well, if there was a tumor or something like that, then that's different. But just for the everyday person who's just trying to detox, if you put it on once a month and leave it on for 8 hours, it's going to have parasites coming out for 4 weeks. So that you don't really want to be overwhelmed with these things coming out because they're jumping out of your pores. And, you know, it feels like a little itch when they come out. So it should be done slowly. That's why, for your comfort level. So you just go on with your life. You let the products do the work, and they just, you know, give you more life by killing your parasites.
I've been doing dry brush massages for many years, 30, 40 years. And you can always see, even without this product, you can always see stuff coming off the skin. The skin is always shedding, isn't it? Little stuff.
Well, your skin is your largest organ of your immune system, so it absorbs and it releases things. So that's how we catch things. We can catch things through our skin. And so you have to detox it.
Mm-hmm. George wants to know if Barbara thinks that when we do far infrared saunas, I have one that I got from Patrick several years ago and love it, that this gets to parasites as well.
It will kill some parasites. It's not comprehensive enough to save you.
Right. But it's probably killing some, I guess,
It is. It's killing some, yeah. And the sun does, too.
Yeah, the sun does, too. So that's probably why we're still all walking around, because we sweat and we exercise and we go out in the sun. Maybe that's one. Another reason why the sun is so important, huh?
Sun is important.
No.
Extremely.
Well, you're Christian-based, and that's cool, and it's great, and I appreciate that. But what do you think the spiritual aspects are of we incarnate into a place where we have things eating us? I mean, there must be something fun spiritually thinking about that idea.
I think that, the parasites were here before we were.
Well, that's true.
When the caveman killed an animal and took its fur to wear, that's how they became infested. Because the animal, was going to be full of parasites, and there's 10,000 microbes in every inch of soil. They just recently discovered that there's even more than that. So we're getting them. The trick is that if you are aware of these things, you can protect yourself. You learn how to protect yourself and get through this life with as healthy as you can, and with as much energy as you can,
mm-hmm.
and as much cognition as you can.
Yeah, well said. So, but there are plenty of friendly guys too in the soil and in the body, right? Lots of friendly guys. Yeah.
The good bacteria.
Yeah, the good stuff. And they're living too, right? They're living too.
Yes. You need them in your gut.
How did you?
Only.
Yeah, and all of your face and body too, right? Don't we have good ones running around?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I've seen very up close videos. Yeah, I think it was a National Geographic thing many years ago, where they had this incredible microscopic thing on the skin, and there was things crawling all over the place, and everybody. Now, do we have any idea of which out of all these that we could see on a microscope, the good guys, bad guys, or the medium guys, or do we have any idea? Has science ever really looked at that?
You would have to be a scientist to differentiate the good ones from the bad ones.
Right? Yeah.
And we do have good and bad.
Yes, we do. Now, how did your mom and grandparents know to produce products to just kill off the bad guys?
This was before my time.
Yeah.
So they formulated the products. I've improved them. But based on how they did it and how my mom made her rose cream, that's how I improved her formula. So, it's way back from when they were slaves, and the slave owners would come to them for healing when they got sick. They didn't go to the doctors. So it's based from that time. I can't tell you any more than that.
Yeah. Well, I suspect if she did her whole life, you just figure out by trial and success of what works, right? And
they were very knowledgeable about herbs. And the one thing my mom really focused on teaching me is about the toxic herbs. And, to know that you can only use certain herbs for a certain amount of time. So I don't use any of the toxic herbs in any of the products.
And what are some of the toxic herbs that your mom talked to you about?
Like rosemary can cause a spontaneous abortion, so I don't use it. Fennel can cause a spontaneous abortion. So things like that. There are many, and I have them all in my book. I'm not thinking of all of them right now.
That's all right.
Oregano, you can only take it, for 10 days, things like that.
Yeah. There is a plant, too, that also worked with aborting a baby. And I think it's mistletoe. Is it mistletoe? But there are various herbs here that...
certain things you would not want to hurt anyone, especially not an unborn child.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't use any of the toxic herbs.
But there's quite a bit of essential oils in your products?
Yes, all the safe ones.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't use any of the toxic wormwood and black walnut. If you take those for more than 10 days, they become very toxic. and so I don't use any of those. Uh-huh. There are many other herbs that you can use to kill parasites internally that you don't need to use the toxic ones.
So that's the kind of classic Hulda Clark formula, the wormwood and black walnut. Did your mom teach you that those were toxic, or is there science?
Yes,
there science
they're for short term.
For short term,
Short term, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they're pretty
that's
rough,
how
aren't they?
We yeah. survived.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's how they kill them, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on the rose cream, we're kind of moisturizing our face, and also, and these guys are all over our face, and any kind of crinkle or any kind of mark or stuff, you're saying that that's really caused by a parasite building up a little home there, a little condominium.
Absolutely. It's a colony, or, they don't usually live alone.
Yeah, no.
They reproduce profusely. So they will be making, layers and layers of babies, like a tick. If you got a tick, 90% of the tick is inside of you. They reproduce asexually and cause blockages, tumors. So when you kill them, all those babies come out, and you're free of the blockages that can lead to strokes and heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Leroy wants to know how you could actually get parasites out of the eyeball itself. Can these products be put in the eye?
You don't need to put them in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them around your eyes, and the eyelash mites, Demodex mites, will come out. So you may wake up in the morning and it feels like you have sand in your eyes, but those are just dead parasites.
Just dead parasites.
Yeah. Something that people have been calling and asking me is, what do I need to start with? What do I need? And what I've designed is a parasite package of four products that's called the package, that gives you four products that kill parasites in different ways, and they will last one person for 90 days. And you also get instructions how to clean your bed and how to clean your raw foods, otherwise you're going to keep getting reinfected, how to protect yourself when you go to a hotel, when you go traveling on the plane, it tells you all that. When you go to college and you have to take a shower with 20 other people, it tells you how to protect yourself. So basically the package is really what you should start with, because it gives you everything you need to be comprehensive with killing the parasites.
Uh-huh. And what are the four products then you get people going on?
The herbal lotion, which is used all over the body once a month to right. kill trillions of parasites. And then the rose cream gently beautifies your skin and gives you a lot of nourishment, and also kills parasites in a gentler way. So you would use that every day after bath. It needs to be diluted. It's really concentrated. And then there is pain and sore muscles, which also kills parasites massively. And I use that for pain and tumors and things like that. And there's Paracleanse. So those are the four products. All the products are purified using an ancient process that they used. So there's no parasites in the products.
And the Paracom cleanse, you don't even call it that on the website. It's just called something else. Right, ginger or something?
Yeah.
Just, I understand. But that comes in a powder, and we can talk more about that as we go. And you put that in little capsules, right?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you have different formulas of those, too, and you start people off on the mild
ones. The mild ones.
Yeah.
Mild, yes. Yeah, extreme.
Extreme.
Extreme is the mildest one. And then there's tapeworm formula for the heavy duty, If your stomach is growling and you're hungry an hour after you eat, then you more than likely have a tapeworm.
Really?
Yeah.
They're down there having lunch after you have lunch.
Yes.
Good for them. And they probably have kids, too, and a job to go to.
Yeah.
They
have many, many babies. Yes.
Gosh.
So that's why it's important to clean your bed, because if you have a tapeworm, it comes to the anal opening when you're sleeping. It releases all these microfine eggs, and then they get in your bed. So it's important to clean your bed.
And you sent me a little spray bottle. Which one do we use for the bed?
That one.
Oh, that one, the little spray bottle.
Yeah.
Is that like the lotion, a formula, a different formula of the lotion?
It's just the herbal lotion diluted 50%.
Okay. So you want to take everything off, of course, take your bed out, maybe air it outside or something? How do you... And then spray.
Oh, no, you just take off all your sheets and just spray the mattress with that.
Okay. And it kills those. Mm-hmm.
It kills them.
How often do you want to do that on the little mites and stuff?
When you first start, you only need to do it for the first couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, when you're killing them in your body, you're not reinfecting your bed.
Right, yeah. Well, as you well know, I mean, just in modern day world, in the inner cities, I mean, there's so much going on with bed bugs and all these things. It's just, it's horrific what's going on. I mean, I heard stories from people, you know, working. It's just tough, boy. They get in there. They don't want to leave, do they? I mean, they're
saying they're in the government offices here now, even on the metro. And, you know, I think people traveling,
mm-hmm.
you know, how they put your luggage in a storage thing that they never clean that. So anyone who has bed bugs and they put their luggage in there, that contaminates it for everyone.
Great. Now, you know they don't clean those places.
They never clean it.
Okay, let's take a phone call. You want to take a phone call?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Well, I don't know why that isn't working. Let me see here. What am I doing? Well, maybe we just lost him. Let me see here.
Maybe they'll call back.
Well, no, somehow. Oh, there it is. Okay, I don't think we've been working with this video thing, and I think I pushed a couple buttons. But so I think we're good. So give us a call back, please. Yeah. So on the skin, you don't really see, do you, a lot of stuff coming out of these? So they must be very, very small.
They're very small, but many people tell me they have massive amounts of parasites coming out of them.
Like when they use the lotion all over their body, you mean?
Or when they use the rose cream after a bath.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends on your exposure to parasites.
Sure.
If you've had a large exposure or you've been, you know, playing in the dirt or walking barefoot, you're going to have more parasites than someone who didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly walk barefoot out here in the country, so, you know. Does Barbara have some kind of a product rights, Amy, about water? ESP
about water?
ESP water?
ESP water. I discontinued it.
Oh, you discontinued it?
I don't have it anymore, yes.
You don't have it anymore. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Good morning. Who's this on the phone?
This is Lance in Escondido.
Hi, Lance. Go ahead. Good morning. You're on the air with Barbara.
I had a question. Does any type of heating source like far or near infrared kill the Demodex mites on the skin? Use
they
sauna?
Will go deeper in your body as you use that. So it's not going to be comprehensive. It won't, you know, you will still need to use something like my products.
But does it help with, like, kind of deterring them from...
It will kill some parasites, yes.
Oh, so if you take the paracleanse, draw them inside with the heat, and then you take the paracleanse and kind of... And along with, obviously, the topical lotion, will it help is basically what I'm asking.
It will help, yes.
Sure.
It will kill some parasites.
Yeah, these lights kill them. I mean, there's science behind it. You know, they have some different lights that kill them on your face and that. But,
yes.
Do all you can.
Exactly. That's good to use that as well.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Dear Barbara, I started using your products about 10 weeks ago, and my facial skin is super sensitive, but diluting the rose cream with my usual eye cream and moisturizer, I've had no issues. No obvious changes in my dark spots yet. 70th birthday this month, do liver cleanses a couple times a year. I've noticed a brown spot on my wrist has developed a smaller, darker, raised round spot after my first all over the body lotion application. Put the rose cream on every night. And is this a parasite when they come out?
Yes.
Are they already dead?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a parasite. And you're putting the lotion on, it has started it to dying. And so it'll go through changes before it dies. Mm-hmm. It may look like it's getting bigger, but it's actually what's under there. 90% of what's under the spot is under there. It's like the tip of an iceberg. So they'll start dying, and there may be a million babies under that spot. So then it'll go away. So if you want to have a faster result, you can dilute the rose cream less and just drink extra water to flush out what it kills.
And you can use the rose cream as much as you want, really, right?
I would suggest once a day only.
Once a day, yeah. To Susie and others, there was a little brown spot on my right temple. You couldn't hardly see it, but it was there. So I started putting the rose cream on there a little bit more every time. And you know what? That thing started to raise up, right? That's them dying out. So it always
coming
was
out,
flat.
Yeah.
And right now when I touch it, it's kind of raised and part of it's starting to fall off. So they must come out deep in and then just eventually come out and fall off, huh?
They die, yes. Oh. So basically you're killing them.
Hmm. Well, I'm trying to be nice, so I'm killing them. It's okay though, right?
Yeah, you should kill them or they want to kill you.
I just want to be kind and gentle, yeah. Patrick Timpone along with Barbara Frank, 888-663-6386. So, but there are other spots that I see people get on their hands, and those are liver kind of. Are they liver spots or are those?
No,
parasites?
Those are absolutely parasites.
You think they're parasites too?
Every imperfection in your skin is parasites.
Really, you really believe that, right? Everyone.
I know that.
I know that.
I've seen people for 37 years with all kinds of skin problems, and they all went away.
They go away.
And they were parasites.
Really?
Rosacea is parasites. Eczema, seborrhea, psoriasis, that's all parasites.
That's amazing that you say that, but you sound like you're sold on that idea. So
I guarantee you that's true. gets rid of it.
I'm beginning to believe it more and more. Here's another question. I have thick white hair. Sometime it came on before I was 60, I dyed it dark, and I've been dyeing it dark since my 20s. It started turning gray very, very early. If I put the body lotion on my hair, can I get my hair to go back to my normal color again?
The peptides are supposed to make your hair grow back the normal color that it is.
What do the peptides do? What are peptides?
It's a protein from copper protein that kills parasites.
Oh, so that's the copper idea.
But it also gives you the copper into your skin, yes. Mm.
And do you have some of that in your products?
Yes.
Well, do I have some of that?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, well, how do you know which ones are peptides?
It says peptides on it.
Oh, so it's a smaller, the rose cream bottle?
No, it's the herbal lotion. But there is a rose cream with peptides.
Oh.
I sent you some.
You sent me some? Does it say peptides on the outside?
It does.
Oh, it does.
Maybe you missed it.
Yeah, well, I haven't looked real closely. You have all those pretty colors on there, so I'll have to look. Now, I haven't seen a lotion with the term peptides on that you sent me, but I'll check.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, and that's the deal for putting copper back in if the buggies are eating the copper.
Yes.
Huh. Isn't that fascinating? I find that the spray is a good mosquito repellent. If I put enough on, the trick is enough. Thank you for helping us. Right, Susie. Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's helping. You don't want to get bitten by mosquitoes. We have some terrible ones.
Yeah, there's some creepy crawlies out there.
Did you hear that the ones that they genetically modified to never bite us are now biting us?
I know. Did you see that story? Where was that? I don't know. Folks, you can't believe just don't read the news because there's so much weird stuff going on. It's like crazy. I bought some of your products, but I have a couple questions. Let's see here. Does the ginger, also known as Paracleanse, have to be put into capsules, or can it be taken dry or mixed in with a small amount of water? I would rather not bother with the capsules.
Never take it dry. However, you can mix it with a small amount of water. If you dilute it too much, it won't work.
Hmm.
So I suggest that if you're going to mix it with water, that you put it in a teaspoon of water, no more.
Okay. And just dump it down. I bet it tastes pretty nasty.
It's pretty bitter.
Yeah, it's
what's
pretty
bitter to the tongue is good for the tummy and kills parasites.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any specific recommendations for taking colloidal silver for chelating heavy metals? I'm working on lead and mercury.
Yeah, colloidal silver is a perfect thing to take it out. You don't need very much. I don't know what your exposure is, but generally a tablespoonful two or three times a day for a week or two will take out heavy metals, take out aluminum out of your brain, and take out the lead out of your body. Plastics as well. Radiation, it takes that out as well.
And there's all different kinds you can buy on the interweb, right? There's all various kinds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there are different strengths, too. Do you have an idea about some protocol for how strong the colloidal silver? You can get various.
Well, supposedly 10 parts per million kills 650 different types of parasites.
Wow.
So that's why most people make it 10 parts per million.
Oh, I see why most manufacturers.
10 ppm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a massage therapist. Oh, go ahead.
No, those are good questions. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a massage therapist and specialize in moving stuck fascia that prevents ease of movement. I also free up the tissue. After using the lotion, then the rose cream with coconut oil for several days, I noticed that stuck fascia on my face from poor dental surgery was moving for the first time in many years. Huh. Places along my temple and jaw that have been rock hard have been allowing movement. I'm really amazed. Can you talk about the possibility that this rose cream is actually breaking up parasite colonies that's making years of scar tissue more malleable?
Hmm. Absolutely. That's what it's doing. And it has ingredients that also dissipate scar tissue and also ingredients that regenerate nerves and tissues. So if you're a massage therapist, I hope you're using gloves, nitrile gloves at least, to protect yourself, because you're going to be getting parasites from everyone you touch, and you're going to be giving everyone you touch parasites. So to protect yourself and your customers, I suggest that you use one pair of nitrile gloves and then a pair of vinyl gloves, which are softer than your hand, over the nitrile gloves. I really feel passionate because I've seen so many massage therapists who were just basically dying from all the parasites they got from their customers. And I really want to save massage therapists and let you know that you need to protect yourself.
Couldn't you use the rose cream too? Wouldn't that protect yourself as the lotion?
It depends on, you know, if your customer has sores all over them, I don't think you can use the rose cream in a concentrated enough way to protect yourself. You would have to dilute it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better just to use the gloves and protect yourself.
Yeah, difficult to imagine that massage therapists would ever use gloves, you know, but they might.
I did it, and I used three pairs of gloves.
You did three pairs?
I did lymphatic drainage, yeah,
wow,
for like 30-something years.
Uh-huh.
So I used gloves.
Hmm. Paul wants to know, I've heard that you've mentioned you're using your products. Can you tell us about some of your experiences? Could you please advise on which ones? Paul, well, I've been talking a bit about my experience. There's really something fun going on around my eyes especially. I'm also seeing just in my cheeks, you can see little things just kind of pop out, you know, that they've never popped out before, like a, you know, like a zit or something. Not really a zit, it's just a weird bump or something, you know.
It's a bug.
It's a bug. Great. Yeah, great. Yeah, it's just a bug. Huh? They just come out, you know. Yeah, they just come out.
Yes. These products will make them come out, and you want them to come out.
You want them to come out.
Everyone that comes out, imagine how they reproduce. Imagine how many babies they will make. So you're saving yourself from having all those babies in you. that are going to be eating your nutrients, taking your nutrients from your blood. I mean, these are modern day bloodsuckers, and they're taking your nutrients out of your blood. That's why many people are so tired.
The number one complaint to healthcare practitioners is, I'm just tired. I don't have enough energy.
Yes, number I one. Hear it all the time. Number I'm one. So tired.
Number
yes.
one, yeah. People say that to you a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so tired. Can you help that? And I do.
Well, it would make sense, though, just on a logical, you know, theoretical level of a little parasite, a little person down there, you know, just doing what he needs to do, and they have a place where there's nutrients and it's warm and cozy, they're not going to leave. Why would they leave?
Right. And then there's trillions and trillions of them in your body. So trillions and trillions of them eating your nutrients, you know, is going to deplete you. You get what's left over.
See, now I want to use this lotion more than once a month. See, I'm a Scorpio, you know. But I shouldn't, right?
If you don't have a bad result, no? If you don't have them overwhelmingly coming out, you need to listen to your body, okay. And you do it according to what your body is comfortable with.
Yeah, no, I don't have. But I've been doing saunas for a long, long 10 years, so you know maybe it's going to take more from more guys to come out, but. Yeah,
sauna makes them go deeper in your body.
Oh, great. Oh, good. Thanks for telling me that. It makes me
feel
better.
But you'll kill some. I know, but then I know. Some of them will go deeper.
Sure, they're going to hide, right?
So that's how the lotion will bring them out.
Let's get out of here, Charlie, because it's just too hot here.
So they go deeper.
Yeah. I was looking at some of the emails that we got in before. How about children? This is Gracie. How about children and babies with your products? What can you tell us?
I have 10 grandchildren. They have all used this from infancy. So it's totally safe. You just need to dilute it more for children. You don't want a child to be uncomfortable itching. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I suggest start with a child by diluting the rose cream with 5 parts of something else. And just after bath, just rub it on the child. You're going to feel parasites coming out. They feel like little pieces of salt or sand, especially children can be very filthy. And so, you know, you want to gently start like that. And then, you know, after a while, move up to using the herbal lotion. I would dilute it with 5 parts of something else and just put it, you know, all over the body and not leave it on the child for 8 hours, but leave it on him for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then give them a bath because you want it to be totally comfortable for a child.
Just pay close attention and make sure they're not detoxing and Herxheimer kind of, you know, not having
right.
No
you,
sense.
You don't want it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want anyone to have that.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No.
You probably know this, but we've had quite a few conversations, Barbara Frank, from Carrie Rivera and other people around the world, and parasites are playing a big role in autism as well.
Yes, I've helped many autistic children. By taking out the heavy metals as well as killing parasites to be totally normal again.
Really?
Same with attention deficit disorder.
Hmm. So these guys, these bad boys get in the brain, you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I've treated some people who, some teenage boys who were in a program for teenagers who were on drugs, and they said that when they started killing the parasites, their desire for the drugs greatly diminished. So I realized that the parasites, if you know your parasites experience getting high on something and they like it, they make you want it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that makes sense.
When you kill them, they told me that they didn't desire it like they did before. So I realized that the parasites were driving them, making them want it more.
Sure.
Their parasites like to get high.
And it would make sense if the parasites, as you say, are eating nutrients. You know, just lack of nutrients can cause all kinds of reasons why
you're also controlling.
Right. Yeah,
controlling you.
Yeah, controlling you and your willpower.
They make you
and all
crave
that.
Sugar.
Yeah, sure, right. So it's all a kind of a package deal there for sure. Patrick Timpone, along with Barbara Frank, stay right there. More emails, more about her products, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, as long as they're talking about the sauna, it's one of my faves. I do it most every day of my life, and I like to do it at night and just, 20, 30 minutes or so, and you can go in there, and your head is sticking out, and you're sitting in a chair, and then you can, you know, do a spiritual exercise, which I like to do. You meditate, whatever you want to do, contemplate, and have a nice experience in there, and it gets real, real hot. But if you're sensitive to a lot of heat, you can turn off one of the units with there in both corners of the front corners, and they won't be as hot. But you can get used to it, and you can build up, and you'll sweat really, really nicely. And also then the far infrared rays, they do some very, very cool things. The work of Dr. Gerald Pollack and Dr. Sergis talk about how they really help to structure the water in our body with this fourth phase of water. And maybe it's something that we were getting from saunas, you know, since the beginning of time when people have used saunas and why they feel so good. That could be one of the other reasons. It's just changing, structuring the water in the body. That's what Dr. Pollard says anyway, and he knows about these things. So they're cool. And we have a nice one, sale price $9.95. We have them on sale all the time, special price. Just simply email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Just email me, and we'll hook you up, $995. And in the lower 48, if you live outside the lower 48, just tell me where you are, and we'll get you the right plug. And it's usually only $100 or $2, $102, $100 or $200 extra, excuse me, to get them even over to Europe. So it's pretty cool, and we'll ship them all over for you. The Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Just shoot me an email. Stephen Buhner, master herbalist, wrote an entire book on pine pollen. Previously, we asked him, what's the difference between gathering some pine pollen, eating that, and then maybe taking Sir Thrival pine pollen and the grape alcohol, the tincture? What's the difference in the body?
Okay, the difference is pine pollen is probably one of the best nutrient food substances on the earth. And you see, it's made to be uptaken by all of the life around it. All of the other plants take it in and use it for growth. Many of the animals eat it, and it's a very nutrient substance. If you eat it, what happens is it goes through your GI tract and then puts it into the bloodstream. And there's a lot of great stuff in it. I mean, it's really high in amino acids and protein and vitamins. So it's a very magnificent substance. It's kind of a nutrient longevity tonic food. And it will, over time, raise levels. But if you really want to raise them fast, you don't want to let it go through your GI tract, hence the use of a tincture.
And you can click and order this great product right on our website. Any of these Sir Thrival links take you right to the pine pollen and order away. OneRadioNetwork.com. You bet, baby. If you like aloe, do you like aloe vera? She's a movie star, right? Aloe vera, the plant. It's a magical plant. And we have a product that we promote and I use a lot. I drink it almost every day, and it's fresh frozen, and it's called Stockton Aloe 1. And Dr. Haley, a chiropractor down in Florida, he found this product that a fellow kind of willed it to him as he was leaving his body, and had been this old doc had been using it forever. And it's really nice because there's no pasteurization. They don't heat it, and they don't put any yuck stuff in there or chemicals, stuff like that. It's just pure aloe vera. Now, it is frozen. That takes away a little bit of the energy. It does whenever you freeze anything, but freezing is probably the absolute best way to do it, anything, if you're going to preserve it, I think. Anyway, but what do I know? Anyway, it's Stockton Aloe 1, so it comes fresh frozen, and then you just thaw some of it out, put it in a glass, and you could drink some of that. So if you're having any kind of tummy things, and most people have a few little tummy things going on, especially down in colon and small intestine, especially some inflammation, some heat, some kind of tension. A lot of folks put their tension right in their tummy and their colon and their small intestine. Very soothing, very cooling aloe vera. Stockton Aloe 1. You can click an order on our website, OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener-supported. One Radio Network.
Talk with Barbara Frank, and it's Barbara Frank 222, right, dear? Barbara Frank
222. Yes.
Barbara Frank 222. 222. And how long have you been helping people yourself, you grew up with it, with mom and grandpa. When did you start kind of helping people as well?
It's about 40 years now.
40 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I became an internationally certified lymphologist in order to be able to clean out, you know, the body and help people that way, by cleansing the lymph. And that way you're putting, you know, the products directly on the places where they're needed, and then you're doing it intensely. So I've had people come to me with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and they were diagnosed with cancer, and after one lymphatic cleansing, when they went back to their doctor, the doctor said, "What happened to the cancer?"
Really?
So I could feel, you know, all the blockages, and I just used the products to break them up, and it was gone.
So you still do hands-on lymphatic things too?
No, I don't.
Not any longer, yeah.
I miss it, though. I miss, you know, having that closeness with people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, yeah, well, as you know, for years, the real science people have been saying that cancer, all this stuff is an infection of some point, right? Parasite, virus, bacteria. Mm.
Right.
It just is, really. I mean, we've kind of known it forever, haven't we?
Yes, there was just, I just sent out in my health updates a new research that said cancer is caused by parasites.
Really?
Yes, last month.
Hmm.
You should have it.
Yeah, I should have it. I want to see it. Yeah, and more evidence with Dr. Lewis and Dr. Worker of Dr. Trempe that cataracts and glaucoma are also a parasite thing, and they've seen it, and they've seen it in the body. What they told me is the body tries to protect itself in the eye in a focal infection, and they do these proteins and they fold them over. And these proteins, they call them misfolded proteins, is the way they explained it. And then it clouds up the lens. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, I think it's parasites, though.
Yeah, no, it is. No, but it's the body trying to protect the eyeball from the parasite. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
no. I think the eye is very healing. It can heal itself under remarkable, you know.
Yeah.
It heals itself remarkably.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes.
Just amazing. I've seen people with injuries in their eyes, and you thought, whoa, no way, right? And it heals.
It heals, yes.
I remember one time, by mistake, I was using castor oil in my eyes, right? And I did it, I use it a lot. And somebody had sent me an herbal infusion of castor oil, and it was this real hot, oh my goodness, I don't even recall right now what the name of the herb was, but it was a really hot one, right?
Mm.
And I was it late at night, before bed, and I just put, and I grabbed that one. Oh, you should have seen it. Oh, one drop, my eye just went like, it just exploded in this bright red thing. And
it's probably cayenne.
Yeah, it might have been cayenne. So I went to the ophthalmologist, and boy, she was freaked out. So she sent me to another guy down Austin, downtown. This is about 5 years ago. And he was concerned, but he said, "You'll be fine." He said, "It'll heal." Really?
It'll heal.
Yeah,
yes.
He said, "It'll heal." He gave me a few drops. He said, "Keep it moist." And, you know, you could, I said, "Could I spray just like distilled water, maybe a little sulfur in there?" And he said, "Sure, it won't hurt." But he said, "You're just going to have to let it heal." And it did. He showed me in the camera, it really got damaged, you know, the eye. But the eye is amazing, isn't it? It just stepped up to the plate, baby, and said, "Okay,